Thanks for downloading this episode of the Simcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by searching for the Simcast wherever they get their podcasts. The Simcast on RS1.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Simcast, your weekly source of sim racing news, but mostly tomfoolery and off-topic discussion. But we wouldn't have it any other way, if we're honest. It is US week. It's Taco Tuesday again. So, of course, you have to deal with us. I'm Ben Williams, and joining me as ever, my co-host with the mostest, Mr. Louis Satterley.
Hello, Ben, but it's not Taco Tuesday, is it?
I mean, it's Taco Thursday, but what's not?
I was going to say we go on air on Thursdays, but
it is Thursday, but I was trying to not be pedantic.
Well, it could be Burrito Thursday.
Burrito Thursday?
Yeah. So same restaurant that does Taco Tuesday deal down here. On Thursdays, they do Burrito Thursday.
Why couldn't it be Enchilada Thursday?
Because they don't do enchiladas.
Okay.
Anyway, you get, at this place, you get a massive burrito, chips, and a drink all for $6.
It's not a bad deal.
No. So Taco Tuesday, you get two tacos, chips, and a drink for $6. Hashtag eat more tacos.
Hashtag eat more tacos. Speaking of Twitter, of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Simcast Radio and tell us what you're thinking about the show using the hashtag Simcast RSL. And of course, all four of us here on who are normally on the show are members of the collective. Can you believe this is episode 41?
Where's the year gone?
I'm not quite sure. Then again, I'm trying to remember where the last 2 years have gone. It's been a long 2 years.
It's been a long 2 years, but they went fast too, so. Long but fast. How does that work?
There's a joke being made there, but I'm not going to make it.
We have a conundrum.
Yes. Anyway, how's your week, Bengui?
Not too bad. A few stressful days at work. I did get certified on Lyft this week, though. Yeah, so 3-year certification on that. But that has nothing to do with what we're talking about tonight.
I was going to say, does that mean that we're going to be racing forklifts later, or
boom lifts or scissor lifts? Yeah, if we can always do that, you know.
Oh, good. Just drifting them around corners. That's all I'm seeing in my head right now.
Yeah, good luck drifting those around corners. Good luck getting them to do a burnout, for that matter.
Pour some ATF on the ground. They'll get the light up.
Right.
That's why they call it cheater sauce. Anyway, we do have a fair bit of sim racing news to get through this week, as well as a pretty long esports roundup of the week this week. I was going to try to say that, but there's no other way to do it, because we're going to be talking extensively about the Le Mans virtual series and the first round of the F1 esports. Yeah, first round of F1 esports this year. So be sure to
first
stay
three tuned. Races.
Yes. So be sure to stay tuned to the end-ish of the show when we talk about that. Anyway.
All right. Head first, I would say.
Yeah, let's dive into this. So
yeah, don't bother putting your fingers out there, because it's just going to delay the inevitable.
Yeah. So first of all, let's talk about NASCAR Heat.
Okay, so this is the old version of the game.
Yes, this is the NASCAR games that are going to be replaced by the new to them studio.
Okay, so why is NASCAR Heat making news this time, Ben?
Yes. Well, first of all, I want to remind everyone, it's still 2021. I know we've talked about how fast these years are going, but we are talking about NASCAR Heat, and we are talking, and it's still 2021. The reason we're talking about NASCAR Heat, dear listener, is that it's been officially confirmed that NASCAR Heat will be going to the Nintendo Switch.
Now, this is just the Ultimate Edition Plus, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much everything you get with NASCAR Heat 5 plus all the DLC, essentially.
All for the low price of what everybody else paid for initially and had to pay extra for other DLC, right?
Actually lower, because the Switch version is $40.
Oh, so that's enough to miff a few people off,
yeah.
I would imagine.
Probably. Yeah. But the main reason we're talking about this, though, is that this is the first official NASCAR title for the Nintendo Switch.
It's the first real racing title for the Nintendo Switch, isn't it? Or Nintendo, period.
Well,
not for a long time, really.
When I think of Nintendo racing, of course, the first thing that comes to my mind is Mario Kart. Which...
Yeah, that Rainbow Road level on Mario Kart Nintendo 64.
Anyway, before I get stuck in everyone's head.
Say what you want about Mario Kart. That fueled a lot of people's sim racing passion right there. That was everybody had to start somewhere, and a lot of people started out in Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Real life, they start in kart racing. In sim racing, you start in Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, getting back to my train of thought. gonna have Boo put me back on the track after that one. That was a joke for those who actually know.
I got it.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
I had to silently facepalm myself over here, but I got it.
Louis, this is radio. We can't see it when you facepalm yourself.
I did it because it was going to be so loud. Everybody's going to wonder what that noise was.
Anyway, when I think of racing on the Nintendo Switch, it's either that or Grid that comes to my mind.
Did the Grid series make it to Nintendo?
The Grid series did make it to Nintendo. Autosport's been there. Autosport's been there for a couple of years, because I remember Christian Gomez. You remember Christian?
Yes.
I remember him talking about playing
guest on the show. Yes.
Yes. But I'm trying to remember now. Did Grid 2019 get to the Switch?
I have no idea. But Autosport, that's a fairly older Grid title.
Yeah. Well, racing games going to the Switch is kind of a long, drawn-out process, it seems.
Yeah, it seems
especially
like.
Because of, I don't know, the unique way that Nintendo does licensing.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just checking to see if Grid 2019 did get to the Switch. Which, as my wheel is still currently set up. Having to reach over it to get to my keyboard right now.
Well, I'm sure there's a dear listener out there who is listening to this and should know by now. So if you'd know, at us at Simcast Radio and give us the answer, hashtag SimcastRSL.
Okay. First article I'm seeing, Codemasters Grid 2019 reboot announced, but not for Switch. So I do not believe that it made it to the Switch.
Alrighty.
It had that frankly ridiculous exclusive mode for the Google?
Oh, that
thing. I can't even remember what it's called.
The thing that came out that became obsolete within like 2 or 3 months because nobody was getting it.
Yeah, the thing that it would have worked on paper.
Well, everything Stadia, works on
that's
paper.
That's it is.
Yeah,
it should have worked on paper, but the infrastructure just wasn't there for it to work. So it was very...
Wasn't it, like, super expensive as well? That's kind of one of its... It's been so long and so irrelevant, I can't even remember.
I don't remember it being super expensive, but what I do remember it being was that you didn't technically own the game. It was streamed to your device, so you would hope that you have decent enough connection enough to actually be able to play it.
Right.
But I mean, it's basically dead now. The Stadia, if I remember correctly, they shut their studio down a couple months ago, which they were making games, so it's pretty much just, you know, gone.
Right.
But if you want to hear me ranting more about this, just go back through the Tor when we were the Tor radio show archives and hear me gripe about that. I was so disappointed that it was like, hey, we can have endurance racing, but only on the Stadia.
Yeah, no.
Which is kind of annoying, but anyway. Where were we?
No.
NASCAR Heat, that's right.
Yes.
There's not much anything special about the NASCAR Heat Ultimate Edition Plus is what the full title of this thing is, except that it is the first NASCAR title on the Nintendo Switch. They've updated a couple of rosters and paint schemes and other things like that to be more in line with like 2020-2021 series.
There's a big thing that they mentioned down here, that it's split screen multiplayer for two players locally and online multiplayer for up to 16 players. When all the other console versions have gotten up to 40. So this is more like, I guess Nintendo itself has a limit on how many people can go online, because it says here in the release that Mario Kart 8, I'm using the release because I have no other idea.
Yeah.
Mario Kart 8 only supports 12 players online. So get up to 4 more, I guess. Great. I mean, that harkens back to, what was it, 4 to 5 days?
4 to 4.
Yeah, 16 players, which at the time was a lot, but...
Yeah, at the time was a lot, but now we're pretty much limited to 16 players because of Xbox Live Party connections and...
such.
The fact that game chat just didn't work in some cases.
Yeah, then there's
which was kind of annoying, but we dealt with it. Anyway, so yeah, if you're a Nintendo Switch user and you're a fan of sim racing, first of all, hey, welcome. Thank you for listening to our show. All 5 of you. But you can now pre-order the NASCAR Heat Ultimate Edition Plus on your Switch at detail regional stores. It costs $40 and it will be releasing in full on November 19th. So be on the lookout for that, I guess. All 5 of you? Maybe 10? I don't know if I'm being
apparently better. It goes up to 16, so all 16 of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just... One of the complaints that I had about Grid 2019, and this will all come back around to a point, I promise, was that you could, despite the popularity of the game, you could never get into a multiplayer lobby with more than 3 people.
What?
It was weird at launch.
That's beyond weird.
Yeah. Imagine what it's going to be like trying to get into the online game on this.
On your mark, get set, terrible.
Yeah, that's rather unfortunate. And besides, it's also the Heat game, so yikes. Moving right along.
You say no more after that. Yikes.
Moving to the complete other end of the spectrum, we got some...
And now for something completely different.
Yeah, now for something completely different. Explosion. yes, I am a Monty Python fan.
We all are.
We all are. We got some hardware news, Louie.
We do got some hardware news.
Yes.
I was actually really excited to see this.
Because... Yeah, Fanatec has announced a new bundle. They will now be offering the, and I'm going to make sure I get this correct, the Podium Steering Wheel Fanatec GT Rogue Challenge Bundle. Yes, it is a mouthful.
So whenever I first heard this, I'm sitting there thinking, like, so what, it's DLC?
No.
But why is it on a Fanatec website? This makes no sense.
Yeah. It's a wheel.
It's their wheel.
It's a really cool wheel, actually. So, first of all, this all ties into the whole Fanatec Esports GT Pro series that we talked about like months ago when they originally announced it. This was the series that it was like... while the real race is happening, there will also be this sim race that will count towards points for the driver for the GT World Challenge European Championship, the Europe GT Challenge Championship. Do you remember what I'm talking about this, Louie?
Yeah, about I did. A little
bit. Yeah,
we talked about it a lot.
Yeah, I don't remember what our final point that we made on it was, but
next thing, it was first and not pass judgment on it because of the way that they did it, because it was really unique.
Yeah, and it didn't actually like affect the championship that much because the point totals from the esports events were so low. I think like first got 3 points, something like that.
Yeah, it was like first got 3, second got 2, and third got 1.
Yeah. Apparently, though, it did have some effect on the Silver Cup championship. But anyway.
Back to the hardware.
Back to the hardware. this new rim is kind of celebrating that series and kind of, I believe this was used for this as well.
It was.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So in this bundle, which costs, hold on to your seats, $629.95. €629.95. And for the EU and for Australian dollars, it's $939.90. Yeah.
That's cheap for Fanatec.
That is cheap for Fanatec, but you're getting a fair bit of technology with this. So
I was going to say, everything that is included on this, you get a lot.
Yeah. According to the website, and I looked at this before we started, you save like $170.
Was it 170?
Yeah. As compared to if you bought the bundle and not the pieces that comes with it, because you can buy all the pieces that comes in the bundle separately, but right. You're actually saving money by doing this. So without further ado, what is the bundle actually? Oh, excuse me. What's the bundle actually consist of, Louie?
The bundle consists of Club Sport Wheel Rim 320, the Podium Advanced Paddle Module, Podium Button Module Endurance, and Podium Hub. That represents almost $80 discount on the items separately. So there you go. It is $80.
Okay, yeah.
So when paired to a Podium Base, which is not included, which I think is a little bit frustrating, but that gives you the full experience that the Pro Drivers Racing and the Esports Series used in the 2021 season, though it also compatible with the CSL DD and Club Sport Wheelbase's V2.5 units on PlayStation and PC only. So, it's adaptable if you already have those things.
Yeah. With this, with all of that, you're basically getting various modules that gives you 10 buttons, which every time I use my wheel, I think, I need more buttons. You get 10 buttons, two 12-position dials, which is pretty much configurable as rotary encoder, so you can change your like TCS and ABS settings on the fly. Two-way toggles, a two-axis analog stick, and the the Fanatec's famous 7-way funky switch, which I don't remember what all that switch does at the moment. You also get metallic paddles that also supports four different modes, including clutch and brake modes. And you also, but wait, there's more. You also get a configurable OLED display, which also includes the typical 9 RGB LEDs, that represents your engine revs, so the whole way from green to yellow to red. But you also get, and this is if I was a Fanatec user, this would sell the wheel for me. You also get a pair of triple LEDs that shows the circuit flag data. So if there's a yellow, it flashes yellow at you.
Which is nice. That's actually one of those more immersion things where you feel like you're actually driving the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's big. That's huge, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I've said it before. It's the small details that a lot of people question if it really matters, but for a lot of people, and myself included, it does.
Yeah. I mean, as we've talked about on this show before, you can go down a very, very long rabbit hole of sim racing products.
You can go in there so far that if you look up, you don't see light anymore.
Yeah. There's a whole world of button boxes, different sim rigs, different motion sims, butt kickers, screen technology, just a wide variety of things about sim racing that we haven't even covered on this show.
Oh, yeah. I'm just like, we don't have enough time to cover everything.
Yeah. Usually,
somebody out there right now, because you said it, is Googling what a butt kicker is.
I don't know how to describe it because I haven't personally used one, but I do know there's a fair amount of like the iRacing streamers have them. What it basically does is it vibrates your seat so that you can feel when you're on curbs and things like that.
And there you go, dear listener.
Yeah. It's literally a butt kicker.
You can stop your Google search now.
Anyway, so I completely lost my train of thought after I explained that. What was I saying?
Dun, dun, dun.
If you know what I was going to say,
add a sentence.
Oh dear. I remember now. So a couple of people in my real life know that I do this show, obviously, and that I'm into sim racing, and they always ask, like, how can I get involved? And predominantly, the first thing I say is, well, you can either go in cheap, or you can say goodbye to your wallet. Your choice.
Or you can say goodbye to your entire life savings.
Yeah, a little bit of that too.
Yeah.
But anyway,
or you can watch what everybody else has and just look at them in envy.
Yes. There's a lot of envy. I'm really going to have to upgrade the Fanatec one of these days. Because that's some cool tech.
That is cool tech. I'm kind of looking at Thrustmaster wondering why you're charging so much for your wheel that you made insignificant at this point.
Yeah.
No, I don't really need that other one that I really wanted at first. And I was like, I'm okay. Don't want it anymore. Anyway.
Excuse me. Anyway.
Excuse you.
I muted the burp. Anyway.
Wait, this is the American show. You're supposed to let it rip. And then everybody goes, wow, nice one, man. Why? Because America.
America.
Can't say the rest. This is as close as we're going to get.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. did we say the release date of this? I don't think we did.
It's out for order now.
Yeah, you can order it now. Yeah, I couldn't remember if we actually said that or not. So.
No, we did not. But yes, you can order all those things now.
Yes.
Right now, with the shipping worldwide going on, it'll probably be 10 months before you get it.
Yeah. You'll get it sometime 2022. Probably you'll be on back order until at least June because they're waiting on microchips or something along those lines.
You will get it sometime in the future.
Mm-hmm. The future. Anyway.
Wow.
Anyway, moving on. TCR Virtual. We've talked about this a little bit on the show and particularly how excited Matt and Jordan are for this series. It's officially begun. You can now qualify for the TCR Virtual series. You just head over to simracing.gp, join the TCR Virtual community, and sign up for a qualifying race. What makes this series different from other sim racing style open qualifying championships that we've seen and talked about on the show is that you basically have to race your way in to this one by finishing a race with zero incidents. It's just not
because the way they've done it, you don't necessarily have to win.
Yeah, this isn't a hot lap, fastest people get in type of deal. This is all based on racing,
which is pretty epic.
Yeah. Along with the series, along with signing up for the series, you also get a free download of the TCR cars.
Oh, now this is where it gets appealing.
This is where I'm like, oh, really? Anyway, all you really need to do is, of course, sign up with it on Sim Racing GP. You just link it to your Steam account. It's pretty simple. We talked about Sim Racing GP on the show before. I did a whole interview with Steve from Sim Racing GP.
Hi, Steve. We know you're listening. Steve.
Yep. From there, you can find downloadable links to the cars and tracks that you'll need for the qualifying races. Currently, you can download all the cars that come with the pack, the Audi, the Alpha, the Honda. I want to make sure I remember get them all correctly. The Hyundai, the Cupra, the Peugeot, and the Lycan Co. cars are now all available. And track-wise, it's just a slightly modified version of the Nürburgring GP layout. So slightly modified, in fact, that I can't tell the difference. I honestly can't tell the difference.
You know what it probably is? It's probably one of the chicanes.
It feels the same, honestly.
There's two different chicanes right before the final corner.
No, it's the... Well...
That's probably what it is. If it's flowing, it's the endurance course. If it's sharp, that's the Grand Prix course.
It's the sharp one.
So that would be the Grand Prix course. So I don't know.
What I don't remember is if the Nürburgring GP normal in Assetto Corsa has the endurance or the GP chicane. I have to check that later, but anyway.
Win 10,000 euros for this competition too, huh?
Yes.
Wow. But
again, there's going to be a lot of people involved in this, so
you're going to have
to be the best of the best to get through it. But, you know, 10-minute qualifying races, you can do it whenever you want, so you have plenty of opportunities to get involved. There's also...
Was it said races 24/7 for 4 weeks?
Yep. It's pretty much like when you log into simracing.gp, you have a bunch of different qualifying services you can jump into. Just jump into one. You get at least four people. It counts as an official race.
Yeah, and if it's like three or less, what does it do? Does it dump the race or still go race still go on and it just doesn't count?
The race.
It won't start the race. Okay.
Yeah.
A news release does not really specify that very well.
But anyway, I have driven a couple of the cars around the circuit.
You guys have been having a blast with this week while I've been busy at work.
Yeah. Matt and Jordan are, of course, already testing things.
Jordan's already frustrated Matt.
Yes. And I'm not actually that far off Jordan, even though I don't think I'm actually going to take part in the championship. I just wanted to check out the cars.
That's right, dear listener. Ben is one of those.
I'm not one of those. If I had more time and if I actually had talent, I'd do it. But I don't. So I shan't.
I know you heard that right, dear listener. He says he doesn't have talent, but he was just almost as fast as Jordan.
When I say almost, I mean like I was about a second off. Bear in mind that
I'm going to let you be the judge of this.
Yes. Here comes the racing driver excuses. I don't drive front-wheel drive. It's just something I don't normally do. I'm normally on GT cars whenever I'm racing on AC. So, it's a pretty good excuse if you ask me, but whatever.
It's your excuse, not ours.
I did test drive the Audi and the Honda.
Okay, so what are your opinions on them? I already know what Jordan thinks.
Yeah, the
quote-unquote raggable.
That is a word that he used. Yeah. You can definitely throw these cars around. I still need to figure out a little bit about their braking balance, just because when I first drove the Audi and I spun it twice on the brakes, just because the brake balance is so far towards the rear that it was actually locking the rear tires up and spinning the back end around, which was fun. But when I eventually figured it out, it became a lot easier to drive. But I want to say that the Honda for me was a little bit easier to drive, just because, and I will default to Matt's knowledge on all things tin top racing since that's his thing. The longer wheelbase cars are going to be a little bit faster than the shorter wheelbase cars just because of the nature of front wheel drive racing. And honestly, that despite the fact that I don't drive front wheel drive cars, they were actual good fun to drive. I was locking up, going to the corners. I was fighting the understeer. I might have to do more of that.
Sounds like you guys are going to have a lot of fun this week.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to have a lot of fun this week, I should say.
Yeah. Something that at least I'll be looking out for is that I am a huge fan of the Michelin Pilot Challenge series, despite the fact that I don't get to watch the races and it annoys me.
There's YouTube, man.
Yeah, I've been catching up on them on repeat, but okay. I already have most of the paints for the GT4 cars because of that awesome GT4 mod. I want to get the TCR. I want to get paints from that series for the TCR cars, and so I have like a full actual grid.
Yeah, I got a makeshift one that I've modified and made my own version of on Art Factor 2, but it's nothing official and nowhere near as great.
Yeah. Somehow AC has become my modding game of choice where you've gone the complete R factor direction, which
to each their own.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely noticed that R factor does a little bit of a better job of handling multi-class racing.
Yeah, it does. I can agree with that.
Yeah. Just because Assetto Corsa doesn't have rolling starts and it doesn't know that when first race crosses the line, the race is over and all the other classes finish.
Oh, yeah.
I did a simulated 12 hours of Sebring where I won the GT class, but the race didn't end for me.
Okay, that's odd.
Yeah. I must not have set something up yet. So if you do know, dear listener, of a sort of Corsa mod that would help with like endurance racing like that, I already have content manager, I have all that fun stuff. Do let me know. Hashtag SimcastRSL. Anyway, so if you're interested in taking part of the TCR virtual, just head over to simracing.gp and sign up. Make sure to get the cars. Cars are a lot of fun.
It's required to have the cars.
Yes. Louis, you want to talk about WRC10 now?
WRC10 and I will as soon as my computer decides to work there. There it goes! Alrighty. So, I actually recently started getting right back into this because anybody who listened to the show fairly recently knows that I had to put it down because I kept having a game crash in career mode. Well, fortunately, in September, I didn't know that it came out. There was a huge patch that they came out and they fixed all that, so I've been really getting back into it. And apparently the first batch of Brie, post-release content is coming, and it looks like we're going to get the Ypres Rally Belgium from this past season in there.
Mm.
Yes, I'm very excited for that. What I understand, it is an tarmac rally, and apparently as hilly as Belgium is, somehow they managed to make it almost totally flat.
Which is a feat all in all of its own.
Which is a feat of its own, given the country that it's in. But hey, there are flat parts of every country.
Is it asphalt-dirt combination? Is it just asphalt? Is it just dirt?
By the release, from what I've seen, and as far as I know, it's just strictly asphalt.
Okay.
Which there seems to be a huge surgence of those lately in a lot of different rallies throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you've got that. That's coming out. And actually, it comes out today.
Oh, hey, nice.
Yeah. So, haven't had an opportunity to put my hands on it yet, but yes, it is out today, October 21st on this one. So, there's been screenshots that have been shared out there, and I'm sure some of you have already probably gotten your hands on it already if you are rally enthusiasts.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there is that. Also, that was teased towards us. And coming with tomorrow's, or sorry, not tomorrow, today's update. I'm reading it off the Twitter here, though. We get in 3 historic cars and another rally. If I am not mistaken on this.
Another rally on top of Ypres, or?
Looking at it. Oh, you know what? I've made a faux pas there. That is not another rally. This is the individual rallies that these cars showed up in. You get 3 free cars with this, by the way. So you have the Fiat 131 Abarth from the 1980 Rally de Portugal, driven by Walter Rohr and Christian Gisdorfer. Sorry if I mispronounced that. And we also get the 1981 Finland Rally Ford Escort Mark II 1800, driven by Ari Vatanen and David Richards. And then we get the 2017 Rally de Portugal Ford Fiesta WRC, driven by Sebastian Ogier and Julian Ingrassa. So, there we go. That's where I made my faux pas. I thought we got another rally.
Mm-hmm.
I got overzealous and didn't read into things too
but
much.
But hey.
Sorry to get your hopes up there, listener. Yeah. Mine were crushed at the same time as yours.
The new historic content looks really cool.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, so, I love historic rally. Historic rally is just so cool to me.
Well, you know what? We need to hurry up and finish up with the show so I can go in there and play it.
Yeah. We're about halfway through. We're almost done.
Hurry up!
Okay. Gosh. Yeah, so WRC10 users, update your game. You'll get some cool, nice stuff.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yes.
And here's the best part. It's free.
It's free.
That's epic. Yep.
So, speaking of more free things, I believe they're free. Yeah, they're technically free. Anyway.
Yeah, you already paid for it. You're getting that stuff on top of it. It's free.
Yeah. Yeah. Louis. Have you,
Benjamin,
dived into F1 2021 yet?
Nope.
Okay.
Not going to.
You've played F1 games before.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Yes. So have you ever been playing an F1 game and thought to yourself, this isn't quite spooky enough? Well, never fear.
No.
I'm not going to let you answer. Never fear. As the Halloween theme liveries are coming over the next couple of weeks, to F1 2021 through the pit pass.
Well, excellent.
I was gonna
say, if you're into that,
try to contain your enthusiasm there, really.
Oh, actually, looking at the screenshot of this, this is actually a cool livery on one particular section, but that's about it.
Yeah,
that's all that catches my eye, really. If I'm honest, sorry. Yeah.
So basically, what's they're going to be adding. They're going to be adding Halloween theme stuff throughout the rest of the month. These included things such as a phantom set of items, including a paint scheme highlighting the skeleton of your driver in the suit, plus matching gloves, suit, helmet for a truly ghastly look. Little play on word.
Yeah, to me this is a bit Mickey Mousey, but
I'm
the holiday theme thing, and it's completely unrealistic.
Yeah, I am fully blaming EA for this one.
Yeah, I am too. And look at that, microtransactions are showing up.
Wow. There have been some people that have kind of played around with the game files, and they've seen a couple different other more cartoony Halloween themed icons.
Here's a nice little joke for you. You want to see my totally surprised face over the microtransactions? Scroll down where it shows what the dude looks like sporting all the stuff you can buy.
Yep, that's pretty accurate.
That's literally what my surprise face is.
If you're familiar with the F1 2021 screens, it's default face 1, I think. It's literally just...
Yeah, no smile, got full-on Kimi going there, just...
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not sure why they did this, but you know, all in good fun. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Hashtag going full Kimi.
Hashtag going full Kimi. Anyway, now, again, for something completely different. Gooey, do you want to talk about Microsoft Flight Simulator?
I will, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that are out there scratching their heads like, why are we talking about Flight Simulator? This is about sim racing.
Well,
we have you covered.
There's a good reason for this.
Microsoft Flight Simulator announces Reno Air Race's release date, and it is coming out in a little under a month. This is actually pretty exciting. I don't know if anybody's ever seen pylon racing before. If you have not, go on YouTube and look it up. These guys are insane.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they pull incredible amount of G-forces, and it's...
In planes designed during the last century.
Well, they're heavily modified. A lot of them are heavily modified World War II planes.
Yeah.
Like P-51 Mustangs, and what is that? And what was that?
T-6 Texan?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
So, T-6 Texan and P-51 Mustangs. And I know there's other few things, because I know in real life somebody actually had a modified version of a P-38 Lightning and raced it.
There's a... Well, at least in this DLC that we're talking about, there's going to be a biplane class and a jet class as well.
Right.
So.
Which, oh my God, pylon racing in a jet. Oh my God. That's insane.
Anyway, should we continue to talk about what's actually in this pack?
Well, we covered two of the planes that are in there, but we've also talked about it. The biplane, which is a... Which one is that one? The Avis Pitt Special S1S.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. And then you have the Aero L39 Albatross, which is your jet. Make sure I got that right. I'm guessing that is correct. I'm not very familiar with my planes, dear listener, so if I'm screwing this up, I do fully apologize on that. But you can get the Reno Air Races and the plane DLC together for the whopping price of a regular Xbox game at $59.99. Yikes.
Yikes.
However, if anybody who has played Flight Simulator, you know that's probably worth every dollar of that amount.
Because
it is gorgeous.
That's 40 planes?
Well, it's four individual planes, and each one of them come with 10 different liveries. So
40 planes.
40 planes, if you want to be technical, but it's really only four. Just how do you want to look in 10 different ways? But, you got Reno Air Races, which apparently this is just a game mode on there that you can do online, which is what they're advertising, which I think is great. I haven't touched Flight Simulator in a long time, so I really want to get this for P-51, which is another great thing. If you don't want to spend that much money on everything, you can get just the planes for $20. Yeah. $19.99. So $20. Plus tax. So it's actually probably going to be like $23. But anyway. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, still, that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And it makes me want to pick up Flight Simulator again.
I know that Midweek Motorsports is typically, whether they're racing on two wheels or four, and they keep points, we'll talk about it on Midweek Motorsport. Well, this is out of that realm. However, it's online racing.
We cover sim racing.
This is
sim racing.
This is sim racing. This fits our loosely translated definition of sim racing, but frankly, we're all also just flight sim nerds. So we don't care. We're going to talk about it anyway. Sorry.
So, anyways, this is absolutely amazing. Like I said, and if you've never seen pylon racing, and actually here, I'll go give a little bit of a lesson for those who don't know what pylon racing is. Basically, you're in an airplane and you see a big old giant staff sticking up out of the ground, which they call the pylon. That is your turn point. There's usually two, sometimes three. And they put a camera usually at each one of these particular spots on the track, and it is insane with how fast they whip around one of those pylons. Because you know they're pulling maximum G for a brief second, but it's remarkable. So, and they consider this the fastest racing sport in the world. which I can believe it because you're traveling at speeds of well over 200 miles in any vehicle.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Consistently.
Yeah. I believe this comes out November 18th. Yes. So,
yes. So just under a month away.
Yeah. Be sure to be on the lookout for that.
Like I said, in a jet, too, that's got to easily be over 300 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Easily.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to get this. All right. I don't want... Anyway.
Hey, Ben. Want me to twist your arm for you?
Maybe after the show, because we're about 15 minutes left in the show, and you know how long our esports roundup of the week is, so we need to...
Oh, yes, it's quite long. Let's carry on, yes.
Yeah. Couple little bits and pieces of sim racing news before we continue. First of all, Jimmy Broadbent, you know, our own personal white whale here on the show, who we will get on the show eventually... Jimmy, please reach out, has announced that he will be doing another charity race this year, the Race for Mental Health 2021. It will be a 23-hour race on Zolder on iRacing, and it will be featuring such legendary vehicles as the Honda HPD, the Cadillac CTSV, and the Mustang 5100, which are all free cars that you get with iRacing, so... there isn't really that much of a margin for entering. However, the margin for entering this, however, is that the race filled up so quickly that about an hour after he announced it, I checked to see if I could potentially sign Jordan and myself and maybe Matt up. The race is already full. So,
it's like what trying to get Bristol tickets back in the 90s was.
Kind of, sort of.
Tickets are on sale.
Yeah.
Tickets are sold out.
It's just
that fast, that fast.
Yeah. Anyway, so Stu donates to Jimmy, Jimmy's Just Giving page, which we will tweet out after the show. It's always, you know, mental health is always a good cause to be raising money for. And we know that he always puts the money towards a mental health charity. Though I'm not seeing the current... Oh, it's literally the Mind Charity. That's what it is. Okay. Which,
by the way, can we mention Jordan's little blurb here on our run of show here that he put on down, which I find hilarious. He's back, and this time it's even charity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I just said either. Go donate.
Yes, go donate. And again, even we'll tweet it out at the end of the show, humor. So you can just follow the link. And I'm sure all four of us are going to be donating at least something. Anyway, we got 10 minutes left of the show, so these are just going to be really quick little reminders of upcoming releases. First of all, Forza Horizon 5 will be released on November 9th or November 5th if you buy the special early edition.
That's actually quite a bit.
Yeah. We've seen some content creators already having their hands on the game, and it actually looks really good. I don't remember. I believe it was Don Juanson posted a clip of him doing a 180 entry into a corner, driving a Ford Escort. Or wait, I'm sorry. Not an Escort. It was a S9. I can't remember what it's called, but it's a Ford rally car. And
Fiesta?
It wasn't the Fiesta. It's the Focus? Crazy one from the 90s.
The Focus.
No. The
RS200?
Yes, that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I completely blanked on that, but it has the most realistic tire smoke I've ever seen on a video game.
Very nice.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that. Of course, you can expect us to do some type of review on that. If you care about the music that's normally in the Horizon games, which has become pretty important part of it, they recently released lists of some of the music that can be heard on the in-game radio stations. I believe it. The ones that released were for Pulse, Space Area, and Block Party. So if you want that kind of information, be sure to check that out. One last quick thing before we run out of time. NASCAR 21 Ignition launches next week. We are planning on having some type of review of it that will be featuring the vocal stylings of Mr. Louis Satterly. Yay! but
I don't know why I waved during that too. I'd like the listener can hear me.
Radio, Louis, it's radio. We've also seen some content creators already have hands on the game. It's been interesting. There's been some bugs that have been found.
Somebody was in the pitch for 9.5 hours or something.
Yeah, I will get to that one. It's been things like sometimes the damage model just doesn't work. You crash your car into the wall, no damage whatsoever. Sometimes the damage model has been too insensitive where you just touch the wall and, oh, you have a flat tire. There's also been things like you can't turn off the steering assist. You have low, medium, and high, but no off, which has been kind of messing with people. Yeah. There have been literally field-wide crashes that I've seen. There was a particularly
funny clip. If you watched the Texas race from this past weekend, you would know that's actually pretty realistic.
Hashtag Sosh fired.
I didn't even watch the race. I knew that. There was a
funny clip on Twitter where you see the guy driving in third person coming around the track, and it's just full cars. He has nowhere to go. He just screams and runs into it. Then, of course, the most popular, it's probably going to be a meme for the next decade, was that there was a Twitch streamer whose name is escaping me at the moment. He was doing a race and he pitted, and the game glitched in such a way that he was literally... it was Groundhog Day in the pits. Every time the pit cycle would end, it would start another one. And then that one would end, it would start another one. It basically did this for 9.5 hours. The guy left his stream on overnight and let it go. Was shocked to see it still doing this in the morning. And eventually the game just gave up on life and just crashed.
I can't live this life anymore. We're done.
The entire time, the in-game spotter was yelling, "Leader in the pits." So, hashtag leaders in the pits.
Yeah.
This is going to be around for a while now. It's not that the developers haven't been paying attention. Just last night, not even like 24 hours ago, they did tweet out that they are listening and they share the people's passion, because obviously the player base that was really excited about this game is not really that excited about getting a game that was so full of bugs, which apparently they also have the day one patch applied to it. So it's not like, oh, they actually have this test build, which isn't their full game, but no, apparently this is the game has it will be launched next week.
So the good news is that Motorsport Games is listening already and they're already paying attention to what's going wrong.
Yeah. The bad
news. How many times have we seen it to where game developers don't do anything until 2 months after release?
Yeah. That is my
concern. We didn't know anything was wrong.
That is my concern, that it's going to take them some time to be able to fix that amount of bugs.
Well, we have to wait and see, sir.
Yes, we will have to wait and see. Hopefully, you guys will be able to get some review next for our next show.
I hope so.
Yeah, the game won't. The game it comes out next Thursday, so Jordan and Matt are not going to have time to review it before the show. So fortunate, but hey,
maybe if schedules align, I'll try to hit up Jordan and try to do like a joint pre-recorded thing.
Kind of what Jordan and I did for F1 2021.
Yeah. It could be fun. We have to wait and see how schedules align for it. So,
yeah. So, we're just going to tease that and tell you to stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Will it happen or will it not?
Find out on the next episode.
Find out in 2 episodes.
Yeah, find out in 2 episodes of The Simcast. Same sim time, same sim channel.
No, I'm pretty sure this is a real channel. This isn't sim.
Anyway, that about does it for the esports. Oh, well, the sim racing news of the week. It's time for the esports roundup of the week.
Esports roundup of the week. Pretty sure that's the official jingle now. They don't even bother to make it.
It's pretty much the official jingle now. So, yeah, we both. You're going to hear a lot of talking from both of us just because we have pretty.
We have Jordan words.
Outdid himself. Let's just say that.
Oh, he did a fantastic job, really. Read through both of these. He's done a fantastic job.
Yeah. Obviously, these are pretty long events, so we're going to try to get them in adjustable chunks as much as we can. First of all, we're going to start, though, with the Le Mans Virtual Series. Round 2 of the Le Mans Virtual Series would be the 6 hours of Spa-Francorchamps this past weekend. The number 7, the Real Team Hydrogen Wedderburn car, would take the LMP class pole position after it won the first round of the season last month at Monza. Meanwhile, in GTE, the number 71 BMW Team Redline car would start from pole. Team Redline, never heard of them. Hashtag and drop.
Sarcasm.
Hashtag sarcasm, yes. Drama would strike inside the first hour when the championship leader and pole sitter, the number 70 LMP Redline car, would spin to the barrier at Blanchimont, with the contact seeing the car lose a wheel and subsequently have to retire from the race. The number 8 RGE Esports and the number 22 GPX Rebellion Williams car had already made their way up into first and second by that point and would continue to leading throughout the mid stages of the race. Meanwhile, in GTE, the number 71 pole sitting car would be a victim of an all Porsche assault on lap 1, with number 88 Protone competition car of Charlie Collins moving past to get into the lead before stretching away from the pack. The number 8 RGE Esports LMP and the number 88 Patron competition Porsche GTE would pretty much lead most of the 6-hour race. However, neither of them would occupy the top spot of the podium of their respective classes, which was a surprise to me because I had this on in the background during a Taurus staff meeting, and when I turned it off, they were still winning. However, the number 8 car would have its hopes of a win dashed literally the last second within the final half an hour of the race because of their aggressive strategy that would actually require them to do a splash and dash fuel stop at the end, which would hand the lead to the number 123 Team Redline car. Ultimately, the Redline car would cross the line to take victory with Felix Rosenqvist, Ant Krokov, and Bono Hines behind the wheel. The number 4 Freud Berkerbel's Burst car would take second place just ahead of the number 1 Rebellion GPX Esports car. Unfortunately, after late pit stop, the RGE Esports car, which was leading, would end up in 4th place. In the GTE class, the race would similarly change hands right at the end of the race, with the number 88 Patron competition Porsche leading 5 of the 6 hours, but would have a drive-through penalty for an incident with GR Wolves Racing BMW, would pretty much drop the team sadly out of contention after their truly dominating performance. The number 88's misfortune handed the lead right back to the 91 Porsche Esports car. However, at the same time, about the same time as the LMP changeover, the number 71 Team Redline BMW would actually work his way back past the number 91, going outside of Lacombs of all places, and would go on to take victory with Kevin Siggy, Rudy Van Buren, and Enzo Bontio? Yeah, behind the wheel. The numbers 91 and 92 Porsches would complete the podium, with the fairly dominant number 88 finishing in 4th place. This would mean that the number four Floyd Burkerville's burst crew would take over the lead in the LMP championship with 3 points between them and the number 123 Redline car. And in the GTE championship, the number 91 East Porsche Esports and number 71 BMW Team Redline crew are the joint leaders with 4 to 3 points, with 16 points between them and the third place Patron competition. The next round of the Le Mans Virtual Series will continue at the 8 hours of the Nürburgring Nordschleife, a race that Jordan is particularly excited for, on the 13th of November. A lot of excitement at the very end of that race, and I think I literally turned it off at the 40-minute mark, thinking, well, okay, these two cars are so far ahead, it's probably over, so I'll just go ahead and change the channel.
Oh, how wrong you were.
Oh, how wrong I was. Mm-hmm. And again, Team Redline, out there winning everything.
Who's they?
I don't know. I've never heard of them.
Never anyway, heard of them.
Louis, F1 Esports.
F1 Esports Event 1. Yes, Event 1, which had the first three races. Confusing enough? You should be. So the first three races of the 2021 F1 Esports Pro Series took place on Wednesday and Thursday last week, with the drivers making trips to Bahrain, China, and Austria. Yes. Three continents. In the Bahrain race. Yeah, busy weekend. In the Bahrain race, Alpine's Nicolas Longuet would take pole position, but would be beaten on the run to the turn one by Aston Martin's Lucas Blakely. The duo, along with Williams' Alvaro Carrington, would ultimately drive clear of the rest of the pack, with Blakely and Longuet engaging in a great battle over the last few laps. On the last lap, the pair would make contact that would allow Blakely to pull away whilst pulling Longuet on the back foot and into the clutches of Carrington. Blakely would cross the line to secure his first F1 Esports victory, with Carrington second and Longuet third. Race 2. That was a lot happening in the first one. Mm-hmm. Race 2 would take place in Shanghai in the rain. Ooh, in the rain. McLaren's Barry Brawman would start on pole, but Red Bull's Marcel Kiefer would quickly take the lead and begin to pull away. Further back, reigning champion Jarno Opmeer would qualify down in 14th and would fall to 18th on lap 1. However, he would start on the inters with everyone else on full wets. When the conditions improved, everyone else pitted for inters, moving Opmeer comfortably into the lead, having not stopped. The rain would stop with 3 laps to go, prompting the entire field to pit for dries. Alpine's Fabrizio Donoso would take the lead during the stops, but Opmeer wasn't done. He would retake the lead on the following lap and would go on to take a sensational victory from 14th on the grid down to the 18th spot, and then stop on the top step of the podium. Donoso would take second place ahead of Kiefer in third. However, later in the evening, it would emerge and be confirmed by a handful of the entrants that a game glitch at the start of the race had meant that only Opmeer was physically able to choose to start on the intermediate tires, thus giving him a massive advantage. Despite these races being pre-recorded in advance of the live broadcast, the race directors chose not to restart for some reason. Nevertheless, the result would stand. No official comment from organizers has been made as of yet.
Well,
drama.
All the drama.
Oh, wait, there's more. We still have race 3.
All right, go on.
This one should be a lot less because there's a smaller paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out. The final race of the meeting took place on Thursday at Red Bull Rings, Austria. Shanghai winner Opmeer would qualify on the pole position in a Mercedes lockout with teammate Danny Moreno. The pair would trade the lead a handful of times in the early stages of the race, but when rain hit the circuit and forced the drivers into the enters, Moreno would have to run an extra lap in the wetter conditions so as not to be stuck behind his teammate in the pit lane. Moreno's misfortune would promote Red Bull's Freddy Russman into the P2. He would close to within a second of Opmeer, but he would never quite get close enough to have a go. Ultimately, Opmeer would cross the line to take his second consecutive win of the evening, with 1 second separating him and second place Rasmussen. McLaren's Barry Borman would complete the podium, with Danny Moreno finishing down in 10th place. That's rough.
Yeesh.
Yeah, so after three races, Opmeer leads the driver standings on 63 points ahead of Lucas Blakely on 49. Mercedes also lead the team's championship on 79 points ahead of Aston Martin with 55. The 2021 F1 Esports Pro Series will continue with the Silverstone, Spa, and Monza races. A lot less continent hopping on that one. Next week, October 27th through the 28th.
Yes. It's been a particularly full show this evening.
Yes, I need a drink of water. So
yes. While Ghost gets that drink, I'll go ahead and actually say goodbye to your listeners. I hope everyone's had a good week. Jordan and Matt will be back next week. I'm sure covering that next round of the F1 Esports. So, yeah, everyone have a good week. Remember, eat more tacos. Be safe out there. Get a vaccine. Goodbye, everyone. Get out of here, Craig.
Farewell!
Craig, leave. No one wants you. Get out.
This program is a Radio Show Limited production. For more, subscribe to the Simcast, wherever you get your podcasts.